Tiffany, to start us off on this Wednesday, I think we're alone now. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Wednesday, 10th of February morning to you. Happy hump day, young
happy
man.
Happy hump day indeed. How are you, horse?
Not too bad at all for a Wednesbury. Wednesdays are always a decent enough day. I never had a problem with a Wednesday.
No, Wednesday, it's the peak. It's the high peak of the week, you know?
You know what I mean?
It's like everything gets a little easier after a Wednesday.
I know you've still as much to do as you have done, but for some reason I never had an issue or falling out with a Wednesday.
I don't think I did, no. I mean, the beginning of it can be a little bit of a struggle.
But once you're in the swing,
you're all right then. Yeah. What was it like up on Snowdrop Mountain tonight?
It's been great the last little while. I tell you something, the more everybody else talks about it, the less we seem to get.
You're joking. I thought you'd be.
No, not at all. The last few nights it's been grand. There's been, you know, fair play, all the gritting lads, you know, Vinny and all the lads have been out there, so the place is gritted up to its earlobes. There's been no problems on the roads. There's been no snowfalls.
Jeepers.
You know, maybe a bit of icing sugar stuff, but nothing that you'd call, not what, you know, real men would call snow.
Oh, don't like them real men. They're, you know, not into them lads at all.
But I'm sure our day will come. The one I'm worried about is Thursday into Friday. But to be honest with you, I was watching the RTE television news last night and, you know, the weather forecast after it, and it seemed to have scaled back a little bit, you know, the predictions for Friday. So I'm still hopeful.
You're still hopeful it won't happen?
Yeah. It'll happen to some extent, but maybe not as bad as, you know, Tara. And, you know, I know she's standing around her giant pot going, Eye of Newt and Tail of Squirrel and all that sort of stuff.
But Toe of Dog. Yeah. How's it going? And Liberty Fly. I know, yeah. I just hope it lashes rain now, to be honest with you. Because, you know, at least the warmth comes in then and, you know, you get to see the disappointment on some people's faces and, you know, and it's still very cold and everything. I don't know, Jim. I'm having a row with myself here and I have to decide which one of me I'm siding with.
REM, shiny, happy people here at Classic Hits. Thanks so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Biffo's been on to say plenty of snow in the Midlands.
All right, yeah.
But I think we can all agree they deserve it.
Midlands, yeah.
They deserve it.
It's the land.
It's the only way to make the place look half decent.
It's where dragons and trolls live and everything. It's a mad old place, you know. It's real Lord of the Rings in there now, I have to say.
Yeah. So it's, look, Biffo, it's one of those things. It's probably for the best, really, isn't it? It's just something just to cover things up, really. It's like a good dose of whitewash.
Yeah, so snow in the Midlands can last up to 9 months as well. It's tough in there. It's tough in there, Jim.
0871 880 if you need to give us a shout. Right, let's do the birthdays. Interesting sort of a selection. Some you like, some you might not be over the moon about.
Oh, God,
but
right.
Still, there's a few goodies in here, right? Let's get you one in the bag straight away. Starting off with the lovely Holly Willoughby.
Oh, Holly Willoughby. I'm very fond of Holly Willoughby. I think she's great.
Yeah, absolutely. She's formed some partnership with Philip Schofield. And to be fair, they seem to have genuinely fantastic crack
yeah,
in that
they
show.
Do seem to be really like each other.
Yeah.
One of these days, Jim, we'll get on like that.
No, I'll be the hilly don't booby. Be ridiculous.
I'll be Hilly Booby and you can be Jimmy be, Schofield.
Yeah. Jimmy Schofield.
They do seem to get on very well.
Yeah, and they do a couple of shows. I mean, it's not just the This Morning thing. They do the Dancing on Ice show thing that they do.
Yeah.
They do that as a... Yeah,
I think your man came out of the closet so his wife wouldn't get jealous. I think he was like, oh, here, this is getting so suspicious now. This is getting outrageous. I'm going to have to pull a dude one. I'm going to have to say that I'm into the lads because this is getting to the stage now where I'm in a full-blown relationship. Not a touchy-feely relationship, but I'm in a full-blown relationship here. So I'm just going to have to pull away from both of them.
And to be fair, you know, she's very lovely and all.
Oh, Holly Willoughby, yeah, she is, yeah, very old she is, yeah. She's very lovely and all, yeah.
I do think you're very good on the telly.
You're very good on the telly. I like the way you do it. I got to say...
Now, hang on a second. I did say we're starting off to get one in the bag early because it's a significant birthday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's hard, then.
Why?
I thought she was over 40. I got to say she is 40, then.
She is 40, of course.
I thought she was over 40.
Did you think so?
I did. I nearly said 50.
No way.
I nearly would have said it.
For Holly Willoughby.
Yeah, I don't know why. It just kind of, she feels like she's been around for so long.
Wow.
I'm very surprised, like.
Oh, God.
Was she not doing, like, things 30 years ago? Obviously not.
No.
Well, weird having a 10-year-old on the TV to present TV shows. I was way off.
Right, so Holly Willoughby, 40 today. Right, what about this legendary American swimmer, a multi-Olympic medalist?
Oh, this, yeah.
Mark Spitz.
Oh, Spitz?
Yeah, you were thinking of the old shark messer, were you?
Yeah, I thought you were thinking of Sharkman himself, yeah.
No, Mark Spitz. No, Sharkman was, what's his name again? Phelps.
Yeah, Mike Phelps.
Michael Phelps, yeah. He was the one who you derided for his attempts to race a shark.
All I'm saying is, it wasn't just me that was upset. He did a whole documentary on television. It was lauded, and we were all looking forward to it. It's going to be on this Monday night. Michael Phelps takes on a shark. Who will win? Can man beat machine? Or not machine, beast, you know.
Although in the end it was can man beat machine.
Yeah.
A virtual reality machine.
He wasn't in the pill with him at all. What a load of nonsense.
Yeah.
Evil Knievel jumped over them and all. You did the real thing and then you felt a computer generate. This is, I'll tell you something, Joe. There's no, like you were saying, real men, they're gone. You can't even get one into a pool with a shark anymore.
I know, yeah. Unless you have cages and everything ridiculous, carry on.
Oh, it's so stupid, I mean.
Girly swimming, that is.
I wouldn't even trust him around a poodle, he'd be afraid. I gotta say, Mike Spitz. Mark Spitz. Jeepers, this is like pulling teeth.
You're still, the trouble with you is your head is still in Holly Willoughby Booby.
I'm now pulling teeth on myself, thinking of Holly Willoughby Booby. I gotta say,
pulling the teeth out of yourself.
I'm thinking of Holly Willoughby Booby.
You're going straight to hell for that one.
Yeah, I sure am. I got to say, Mickey Spitz is. He's 53.
71.
Oh my God, almighty.
Now, I'm glad you brought up.
I haven't a clue.
I'm glad you brought up the shark.
Yeah.
Because it is the birthday of the great white shark. Yeah.
Jaws.
No.
Oh.
The great white shark, who is, of course, Greg Norman. The golfer.
I was about to say, what does he do?
Yeah, the golfer, Greg Norman. Now, I know you're going to say, what? You never include golfers. I don't normally, but I was struggling a bit today.
You do the odd time to give me an L side swipe anyway.
And especially when they're very famous golfers, because in fairness, he was married to somebody famous as well, who was a sportswoman in her own right.
Really?
A sports star in her own right.
Oh God, I haven't a clue now.
Great. Who was it he was married to?
I don't know. Literally don't know even
and,
who he is.
The great white shark, he has a whole clothing range and all that with the shark emblem and everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Shark gym wear. No.
I don't know.
Right. I have a feeling it might not be, because the things I'm thinking of are more appropriate on, like, of a Hollywood booby than they are appropriate on some golf lass called the Great White Shark.
I'm afraid to even ask what you think is appropriate on Hollywood
booby. Leggings and all, you know.
Oh, right,
leggings,
okay,
and all,
fair enough, yeah.
So I'd say
right,
that
the Great White Shark, then. Greg Norman himself is...
Greg Norman is... 76.
66.
I haven't a clue. That was all right then. I'm happy with that to give me a
now,
minute.
Now, you probably won't instantly recognise the name of Laura Dern, the actress Laura Dern.
Rings a bell now.
Right, okay. But we were talking on this show just the other day, when maybe it was yesterday, was it? Or the day before, when it was John Williams' birthday, the man who had all the great movie themes, put them all together. Of course, we celebrated Jurassic Park.
We did.
Laura Dern... is, I've forgotten her character name, but the other...
She's the woman,
the woman
character.
Scientist person.
Yeah.
In Jurassic Park.
Oh, right. Oh, brilliant, yeah. Oh, she's very good.
Yeah, she was in Wild at Heart, which I didn't see.
It's all right. It's good. She's very good now. She's brilliant in it.
Right.
She is brilliant in it. But you get the feeling like everybody... You know the way you see they hung it off her? Do you know that way?
Yeah,
There's a new show on Sky and Michael... what's his name?
Buble.
No, Gabriel. What's the Irish actor, Gabe? Gabriel Bourne.
Yeah.
Michael Gabriel Bourne.
Is that his full name?
That's his full name. And he's in it, right?
Yeah.
And it's like there was another one on Sky last year, and they did the same thing. Colm Meaney was in it, right?
Right.
And I was like, wow, I can't wait to get into this. And they kill off both of them in the first episode.
Gotcha.
And you're like, right.
Yeah,
I've just given a huge spoiler to the show. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
My God, I didn't even think of that.
I've just given a huge spoiler to the show.
So if anybody was looking forward to seeing that Gabriel Bourne show on Sky.
First episode is fantastic now. I will say that.
Yeah, just plan for the one episode.
Just make sure you don't think he's in the whole thing. Anyway. Oh, jeez, I can't believe it did that. Remember they did it with that was a terrible thing to do. It's brand new, like, it only came out there the other day. Oh, my God.
Good job it's not that high profile, they go mad.
Yeah, it's only
remember,
like...
Remember
only
Niamh did it on Game of Thrones?
Oh, that's right. She did.
Well, oh...
Oh, that was, yeah.
It was outrage.
Did she put it in the news?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, they're freaking out. She did a couple of them. She did one about your man as well.
Remember that one? The big lad.
Oh, yeah. Stupid.
That's always, oh my God, I tell you something.
Anyway, here's me acting like she's stupid and I've literally just done it.
Oh, right, come on anyway. Mrs. Jurassic Park. Laura Dern.
The point I was trying to make was they hung the movies, the series off these people. They did the same with Wild at Heart, or I think. Mm. She's like 59.
Oh my God, 54. Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. Now, this is the bit I was looking forward to, right? Because check this out, PJ.
Oh God, I'm pouring another coffee as you do that.
Absolutely. Have a listen to this.
This is my boss, Jonathan Hart.
Yeah.
A self made millionaire. Quite a guy. This is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous. She's one lady who knows how to take care of herself. By the way, my name is Max. I take care of both of them, which ain't easy. Because when they met, it was murder.
Yeah, Heart to Heart. Robert Wagner is celebrating his birthday today.
Wow, that's amazing.
I couldn't miss an opportunity to get a bit of Heart to Heart on. Just to get him saying, it was murder.
It was brilliant, wasn't it? It was such a daft show. And do you remember how quick the titles moved at the end?
Yeah.
I always remember my dad going, I can't read it. I can't read. I was like, you never read them. It's just because these are so bad.
I wanted to know who Best Boy and Grip were on that.
Yeah, how do I? Don't even know. Never know now.
I needed to see who did the electrician's work on that. I was looking out for that.
It was probably Robert Wagner, considering he was supposed to be professional at everything in that stupid TV show.
That's right, actually, wasn't it? Remember you were saying that before, that he happened to be qualified in just about every kind of skill set you could imagine. He was a naval commander. He was an Olympic skier.
And it was one brilliant one where the bad guy got away to Hawaii and he was like, what'll we do? And he goes, I have some friends from my old job. And his next thing, he's in a full pilot suit with all the medals from the wars. And he just jumped in he borrowed a jet off the Navy, like, as you do.
Yeah.
And he jumps into the Navy jet and he flew and he was waiting at the airport to catch the bad guy in Honolulu.
Mind you, when you're a self-made millionaire, you can do what you want.
I know, but he's the leader of the Navy for one episode. He's like the leader. Of the air part of the Navy. I was so
what a great old show it was. So Robert Wagner, now been around a long time.
Yeah.
I think he goes back to the days of black and white.
I think so. To be honest, I'd say he could well be in his 90s. Is he?
He is.
I'm gonna say he's 93.
Not bad. 91.
Oh, jeez, what a fella he was.
Yeah. And you know what he says nowadays? He says, "Getting up, it's murder."
Yeah.
My knees, when they start at me, it's murder.
These rickets, murder.
And now you're up to date on the home of the Niall Boylan Show, weekdays from 12. This is Ireland's Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. How are you this morning? Happy hump day.
Thank you. Happy hump day back to you.
Come here, listen, I have to ask you a question. I was listening to you doing the sports and stuff earlier on. How did that Greek tennis player get on yesterday?
What was his name again?
I was thinking he was playing the French lad, Simone or something, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What was his name again? I think he might be fifth seed, actually.
Something like that. He's a good handy.
Yeah, just was.
Titipas,
that's
him. That's the chap indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah, that is
He did win. He's through. So I'm going to have to probably continue saying his name for some days.
He had a very impressive win, apparently. 6-1, 6-2, 6-1.
Yeah, I watched it actually here in the office yesterday morning.
Are you a big fan of... I'm trying...
I think we all know how I feel about it.
Tsitsipas. And then there's Popsicle as well. You can have a hymn.
Popsicle.
Oh my God. I mean... What is... I know we speak about it all the time.
Yeah, and you sag me over, but you don't give it a go yourself.
No,
Jim,
I tell you something, I couldn't.
Well, I think you should.
Right, what would you like them to say?
I'll give you a list of tennis players' names.
Yeah.
I'll give you a list of tennis players'
names. I mean, I can't even pronounce the ones that everybody sort of... that are well known.
Nadal and all.
Oh my God, Nadal. No, it's not quite that bad, PJ, but you know what I mean.
Becker, that was always a mouthful.
What's your
God be with the days when Ivan Lendl was a lot to get your mouth around. That, do you know what I mean?
Steady on. I never knew Ivan James. Lendl that well, to be perfectly honest. Obviously, sorry, you had a better relationship than I had. That was obviously the case.
It was always Martina and a rattle over. That was the hard one for me.
Yeah, I've heard that, actually. Ironic from Alanis Morissette, comic chameleon, big 80s number one from Culture Club ahead of that. Thanks for waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Happy hump day to you. Wednesday, 10th of February. Good to have you with us. Thanks for all the WhatsApps as well, as usual. 087-188-0008. Love to hear from you. Always free to get us on the WhatsApp. A couple of bits and pieces. We were talking about Greg Norman's birthday. We were wondering about the name of the sports star he was married to. Chris Evert, the tennis player.
Chris Evert, oh, that's right.
I mean, you were talking about how Martina Navratilova was hard for you.
No, I always found her hard to pronounce. Yeah.
And of course, Chris Evert was one of her great rivals, wasn't it?
Yes, they were. Yeah, they were big rivals.
Back in the day.
Yeah, indeed.
So that's who Greg Norman was married to. I don't think he is anymore, but they were together for a while.
There you go. I died, to be honest. Great white shark. Like I said, I've heard of Chris Evert. I didn't really know anything about
Greg Norman.
Greg Norman. Gee, I forgot his name there a second ago, so that shows you.
Also, the name of the series that you ruined for everybody by giving out the spoiler.
Don't say it. It makes it harder.
Does it?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, well, it's okay. It's 000.
Yeah. John Heavey was on to say that. That was
sorry. I'm really sorry.
So, in case you missed the spoiler earlier on, right? PJ said that in the.
Oh, you're going to be. Oh, jeebus. I wish you did do that because you'd be in trouble with me then. Oh, I can't believe I did that. Oh, that's such a silly thing to do.
Mind you, nobody responded to it, so maybe nobody's watching it anyway.
I suppose if you're up that late, maybe you're not up this early.
Yeah. Also, on the subject of the Midlands, you know, Biffo was on.
Yeah.
To say about the snow, a lot of snow in the Midlands.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy's on. I suspect that Jimmy isn't from the Midlands. Because he was on to say that if the country had piles, the Midlands is where they'd put the suppositories.
Isn't that outrageous now? Isn't that outrageous?
Stop, Jimmy, now, come on.
We all know Leitrim is the real answer to that anyway. Yeah. Oh, dear.
What else do we got along the way? Oh, yeah, this is a kind of a strange one as well, right? While we were doing the birthdays, somebody texted in to say, I was named after him.
Yeah.
Now, in the birthdays, right, the names that featured in the birthdays were Holly, Mark, Greg, Laura and Robert.
Yeah.
So of the male names, there was Mark, Greg and Robert.
Yeah.
And the bloke who texted in was called Johnny.
Oh, for the love of God.
So, how are you doing? My name's Johnny. I was named after Robert Wagner.
That's it.
What?
The hell did he work that one out?
I don't know.
I'm going to start saying that to everyone now. I was named after Jim McCabe. Just to see what happens.
It's a good one though, isn't it? Yeah. What's your name? Tony. Yeah.
That's.
I was named after... Gary Barlow.
Yeah, Gary Barlow. Yeah, Gary Barlow. I was named after him. No, I was born before him, but I was still named after him, as you can see.
Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant.
Hang on
a second. Somebody's looking for a big shout out to all the scaffolders of Ireland.
Oh, lads. Oh, my God. What a week to be
this
doing that.
This is... I think that's Paddy, is it? Judging by that picture there. He doesn't put his name on it. The odd time when he's trying to win something, Paddy will give you his name. Other time. But when he's abusing you, he doesn't give you his name.
Fair play to him. Dead right he is.
Goes incognito.
That's a tough gig.
Yeah.
And please, like, look at
the scaffolder's doing it, though, with the construction being off.
I don't know. Imagine doing it out there. All iron bars, like, he'd be stuck to them.
Stuck.
He'd literally get stuck to them.
Like that Dumb and Dumber scene.
Yeah. You only mean to give yourself, to lick your hands warm, and the next thing you'd be stuck to an iron bar.
Anyway,
who doesn't lick their hands warm?
If you're stuck up scaffolding on a morning like that, I'll tell you something. Fair play to you.
Good luck.
Real men.
I told
PJ
you.
PJ Gallagher wouldn't understand.
Not into that. I'm not into that
he
real man.
He gets chilly in his own house, he does.
Oh, gee. Oh, yeah, I do. You want to see me getting out of the shower and all? It's so hard to get out of the shower, isn't it, these days?
Yeah.
I mean, I get a whole 8 hours scaffolding in this weather. I know that's mildly difficult and all. You want to see getting out of the shower when the room is cold?
Yeah.
That's the real
awful
challenge.
For you.
Oh, gee. Like
that really separates the men from the boys.
Oh, and then if your T-shirt gets into a knot and you can't get it on. Oh, gee. Oh, you get your jocks on back to front and you have to do them again. Oh, gee.
Life is hard, isn't it?
The horror.
It's just hard.
The horror of it all. I take 6 months scaffolding in the winter any day over.
Oh, very good. Right, listen, I tell you what we do have for you lined up today. Of course, on your Wednesday, the hit bit's on the way in an hour. It's over $1,000. We're playing for big money from here on in. No going back now. It's €1,020 today. today. As usual, classickids.ie is the place to start for all the previous guesses. Big is the clue, and Magic Mike is with us on this side of the world today. So 087-188-0008. Let him know if you want to play, whenever you want to play. And also the breakfast table quiz, of course, were with a good score yesterday, I think it was. 12, yeah. I think we got to, did we?
Was it 12? Oh, yeah, okay.
I thought we made it to 12.
Okay. I thought it was 11 or 10, but obviously maybe it's
I thought
12.
We had 10 on the Monday and yesterday had 12, but who knows? Look, we'll sort it out.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's a cracking prize. We'll play for that a bit later on as well. And what else has caught your eye this morning, Mr. Gallagher?
Oh, something I'd love to do has come up. Human beings apparently used to hibernate. Oh my God, how much I'd love to be able to do that
again.
Used
to hibernate, really?
Yeah, yeah.
You could just sleep through the winter?
Just sleep through the winter.
Oh, fantastic.
Store up on food and sleep through the winter. One run around Lidl and then sleep through the winter. Oh my God, I'd love to do that. I'm kind of giving away.
Have you found a way of doing it?
Yeah, but well, I don't know. Do you think I look Neanderthal? Because if I was Neanderthal...
Well. Now that you mention this. Human League, Don't You Want Me Here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Happy hump day to you folks. 087-188-0008 if you need to get in touch, particularly if you want to try and convince Magic Mike to let you on for the hit bit. €1,020. He's with us this side of the world today. So if you want to get in touch, 087-188-0008. Don't give him your guess. Just let him know that you want to play. And while you're doing that, I tell you, if you are battling the cold on your way to work or whatever this morning, and you're thinking about your duvet and how tough it was to crawl out from under it and head off to wherever you had to head off to. Imagine if you could stay under it for, I don't know, 3 months.
Yeah, imagine, you know, as you hit your snooze button for the 7th time this morning, and it's like you're looking out and you can feel the snow, hear the wind licking the gaff, you know that? Oh, gee, it was the worst noise in the world when I wake up and I hear that. Oh my God. And you hear that rain, and less of the hailstones. It's making me dinner yesterday. And the hailstones.
Or the grupal, or whatever they're called.
Yeah,
that
something
stuff, which I'd never heard of before. Now I'm hearing it all the time.
I see that. Only you and Tara have said it to me. See, I don't listen to
it. Your woman used it on the weather forecast on the telly last night. Your woman, I do apologise. I don't know the person's name.
The weather person used it last night.
I'm thinking, because I literally...
Sounds like something
Tara had said it to me, that
cereal.
Alan from Carlo Weather had used it.
Yeah.
And I thought he was... I'll be honest with you, I thought it was a Carlo thing. And then the weather forecaster on the television last night used it as well. See, I'd never heard of it.
New words coming
anyway,
in.
Sorry, anyway, sorry, I digress.
It was so loud in the window anyway, I had to turn up the radio to hear the music. I was disgusted. That's how loud it was. So when I got up this morning, came in and saw this, I just got jealous straight away. All our earliest human ancestors, apparently, Neanderthals anyway, used to be able to hibernate for the winter.
Oh.
So there was human beings that went to bed around Halloween and got up for sort of St. Patrick's Day, maybe. That's probably a bit long.
Stretching it a touch.
Might be a bit long.
I just think that's incredible. A Neanderthal man would be going, come on, will you? It's Patrick's Day. I suppose pubs are open and everything. Get up, will you?
Ah, for God's sake. The clock's gone more than an hour and you're still in bed.
Are you joking? I've only just finished me nuts and me grapes and everything.
Well, it'd be great to hit snooze for a month. You know, you wake up in January and you go, oh, jeez, I'm getting up then. It's not even
imagine the ability for your body to be able to sleep for that long.
I know.
That would be incredible.
I know. Some people
I'd say that would be immensely good for you.
I think I can see, like, I mean, okay, grand, your physical exercise is going to suffer. Talk about your aches and pains are going to get you. You're probably bed sores and all those issues. But you know something? I trade it.
You always have to see the glass half empty, don't you?
Yeah.
That's you, Negative Nelly.
It is.
Can't see it for the joyous kind of total relaxation of your body, stress-free for 3 months as you wallow in your own... Mind you, I suppose if you were prone to nightmares, that'd be tough.
It'd be a long, although winter is a big long nightmare. It is a big long nightmare. But it's based on these excavations in a cave in Spain called Cima de los Huesos, right?
Yeah.
The Pit of Bones. And it's in northern Spain, obviously, because you wouldn't be hibernating in the south of Spain. It doesn't get it cold enough down there. But it does up north. It's actually quite similar weather to what we have here in Ireland.
Right, okay.
And they found that in the remains and in the bones, they say they found thousands of teeth and pieces of bone that's been deliberately dumped there for some reason, so some sort of grave. But they see that the whatever it is with the bones is similar to animals that hibernate today. So like bears and hedgehogs even.
Right.
And sometimes to bats and stuff. And they go, oh, right, so there is evidence now to show that we used to hibernate. We used to go asleep for the winter and knock it up. Oh, Jim.
Fantastic.
Jim, honestly.
And the best part about that as well is, of course, you know, if you're going to go asleep for that long, you'd have to have a good feed now before it. You know what I mean?
Oh, you'd be stocking
up. A good carb-heavy feed just before you doze off for 3 months.
Like the pizzas we were talking about. You head off and you get loads of them. Because you can wake up during hibernation, can't you? Eat, go back to sleep again.
Is that the way... Oh, my God, are you serious?
Yeah, you can wake up, eat, sleep.
So you're saying that ancient humans... Yeah. Literally had a lifestyle where
stocked
it was
stocked up.
Sleep, wake up, eat something, back to sleep. Wake up, eat something, back to sleep. Oh my God, man, that's literally perfection.
Yeah, you wake up for like a half an hour a day. Wake up, do your business with your body. Have something to eat, light the fire, go back to sleep. That was it. Every single day, do your business, eat, back to sleep. Amazing. Have a quick wash and a rinse. You know what I mean. Eat.
To be honest, I'm not sure a Neanderthal man was that concerned about a washing and rinse every to be honest with you.
Well, the one I'm looking at here, well, I suppose it's more a model than a picture. But, you know what I mean? Oh, hold on, now that's the scientist.
Yeah, Green Day and Good Riddance, here are classic hits, Hit Bit on the way. 087-188-0008 is always to get involved. And if you're a regular listener to the show, well, to be honest with you, you wouldn't even have to necessarily be a regular listener to this show. I mean, it'd be impossible to escape the discussion about sort of house prices and stuff, wouldn't it? I mean, particularly with our beloved PJ Gallagher often reminding us about the trials and tribulations he faces trying to get himself onto the property ladder.
Well, it's impossible to be quite honest. It's never going to happen, essentially.
And as bad as Dublin is, and it is bad at times, check this out for a start, because this is like, I mean, I know these things crop up every so often, but this one... This is a belter.
This is the skinniest house in London has gone up for sale, right? Now, just to say, whatever that conjures up in your mind is the skinniest house. Trust me, it's skinnier than that. So it's 6 foot wide.
Six foot wide.
Means you can lie down, put your arms over your head.
Assuming not everybody would be able to. If it's only 6 foot wide.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of people in the world today who wouldn't even be able to lie down in that.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I never even thought about it. In fact, I'm thinking you have to put your arms up to reach.
Barely.
You wouldn't have to reach your arms up to reach at all. Yeah, you'd be crazy.
You must be close to 6 foot, eh?
Oh, I think I'm 5'10 or something.
Right.
So I'd nearly...
So, I mean, you'd only have a couple of inches clearance.
So if I fell down, I'm going to hit my head. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
In this gap. So here's the thing. It's in Shepherd's Bush, right? It's a... Now, it is... like, they say it's a five-story property, but I'm looking at a picture of it here, and there's three stories and a balcony. So it's not a five-story...
That's one of those. That's where the old classic mezzanine comes in, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah, it's one of them. Yeah.
It's a three-story with two halves.
Yeah, and it's... Yes, it's nonsense. It's absolutely... It's a three-story gaff. And it's going on sale. I've done the euro conversion, right?
Okay.
1,000 square foot. And it's gone on sale for, in the euros, 1.4 million. 1.4 million.
It's 6 foot wide.
Yeah, 6 foot wide, yeah. Which is absolutely outrageous.
So don't they say that your height is also the length of your fingertip to fingertip? Isn't that a kind of a weird thing?
Pretty much they say, yeah.
So if you're a 6 foot man, you're touching both your walls, or a 6 foot person, full stop.
Yeah,
touching
your
both
out.
Your walls by just putting your hands out. Both your walls.
And do you want to hear what it says on the brochure?
What?
This quirky and charming property is great for entertaining. Entertaining who? Animals. Is great for entertaining and will appeal to someone.
Hang on a second, great for entertaining animals.
Well, I can't. You're not going to fit people in, are you? I'm thinking cats, maybe. You could entertain a few cats in it, I'm thinking.
Wow.
That's just
By
me,
the way,
though.
I mean, if you need to see this, Magic Mike is putting it up as we speak. It's up there now on our social media channels. If you need to check out Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or whatever, you'll see this for yourself with your own eyes. But that's 1.4 million... Euro.
It started life as a hat shop. It used to be a hat shop. So the downstairs was just like, you know, the very small sort of display of hats, which is kind of grand. And I reckon they fit probably at least 10 hats into it. But it's just, and they say the interior design has the bespoke approach of a luxury yacht. That's what they say. It's smaller than a fishing trawler. And making it really makes the most of this incredibly beautiful small space. It says the skinny house may be an oddity in London.
What, like, how do you Well, obviously, I suppose, I assume it's a little bit deeper than the 6 foot, because otherwise how are you going to get a bed in?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know how, man, I don't know how you get a bed in. There's and no even picture if you're, of the bedroom.
Sure, there's beds that are, like, if you've got a decent sized bed, there's beds that are, what's a king size bed? It must be over, it's 5 foot or something, is it more?
I don't wide. Know, yeah, but you're not going to get it up the stairs. Like, you're going to have to just sleep on the roof, you know, or throw a load of cushions on the ground.
And I assume they do the old kind of like, yeah, location is everything, you know.
They do,
close
yeah.
Close to everything. Yeah, I tell you what I'm close to. My own walls! I tell you that's what I'm close to.
Someone else you're too close. There's a roaring big fireplace. You'd bake in front of the bleed. You'd literally cook. You can, you can't sit more than, like, because the fireplace comes out. So you're 5 foot away from a roaring fire.
And all those times as a kid when people used to say to you, move back from that telly, you're too close to that telly. You'll get square eyes.
Yeah.
Now you literally, there's no place to go. You'd have your back against the wall. The telly would be like, as you say, 5-6 foot away from you.
I know. You're like, you're 5 foot away from you, sitting looking directly. Like, it's like my nephew has come on into the house, you know, when they're allowed into the house to come, they have these two plastic chairs and they sit with the TV right in front of their face.
Yeah.
They're obviously practicing for the property market of the future. where you just don't have any room.
So, and I mean, as you say, the idea of it being like for a couple, mind you, it could suit you. Because you could, you'd be in a position to legitimately say, look it, you're going to have to pick what floor you want to be on. Because there's literally no room for the two of us.
There is no room
on the same floor.
Yeah.
So what floor are you taking? And I'll take one of the other ones.
I'll be there going, yeah, this house is so small, I've actually made two floors out of one so I can be further away from you in the tiniest house in the world. Like, it's absolutely tiny. It does have a tiny back garden as well. So I suppose you could always go out and lie in the back garden. And when I look at the kitchen.
A back garden?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like the equivalent of somebody's large flower pot or something, isn't it?
To be honest with you, Jim, if you lay down on the ground and I sat in your back, that's the same as sitting in this back garden. That's how small this thing. Like, it's absolutely tiny. Like,
oh my God.
I don't think a physical person could sit down in the back garden.
For nearly a million and a half quid.
For nearly a million and a half quid, yeah.
I mean, does it say, what's it classified the bedrooms as? How many of them does it say it has?
Where's it go? Oh, let me tell you. Oh, it says, head up the spiral staircase to the second floor where you'll find a study.
Spiral? That's a surprise.
Yeah, I know. Where you'll find a study. A bedroom and a roof terrace. That's the fake. That's looking at it. They're calling that a floor. There's some scammers, these gits. The third floor has a bathroom and a dressing room. So there's only one bedroom. Obviously, it's a floor. It's a whole floor. It's a whole floor. It's a bedroom, is what they're saying.
So if you want you want to make sure it's on the top, because otherwise people will be just constantly going through your bed. Sorry, I'm just on the way to the roof.
Oh, hey, yeah.
I was trying to get some sleep here. Sorry, I've nowhere to go. Otherwise, I'd have to knock into the neighbours.
Yeah. Oh my God. And then they go on to say it's like a luxury yacht. I mean, it's a cheek of them, like, say it's like a luxury yacht. You know, that's when they bring you into these tiny little gaffes, you know, those tiny little apartments, and, yeah. You know, and you can hear someone next door going, I think there's someone viewing the house in next door. You know, it's the walls are that thin. And then your man goes, it's very cosy, isn't it? Great neighbours, very friendly neighbours. You say, yeah, whether I like them or not.
Ireland's classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Whether you're into taco, curry, cheese or garlic fries, we have something for everyone. Order online, available at supermax.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The classic hit bit is worth €1,000 and 20 quid today. €1,000 and 20 euros. Here's what it sounds like. And it's going to be Kerry Brady that plays for us this morning. How are you, Kerry?
Morning, how are you?
Very well, Kerry. Thank you for asking. What's going on for you today? What does your day hold? Are you out and about, sir?
I'm just on my way out the door to go to work.
Oh, right. What is work for you?
I work in finance.
Finance, why, this, I'll tell you something. This is the lady that could do it, PJ. This
turn us into.
Kerry knows her way around the figures, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Might be able to get you on that property ladder, PJ.
Kerry, yeah. I swear to God, you'd be a literally a miracle worker because no one else can figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. Because at the moment, all he's been able to find is the property snakes.
Yeah, yeah.
No ladders.
Oh, I think anyway. Pablo Escobar couldn't get me on the property ladder at this stage.
Right, come on, Kerry, let's do this. Let's get you over a grand. What are you going for?
Queen, Fat Bottom Girls.
Oh, great song.
Good God, I can't think of the last time I heard that.
Yeah, me neither.
That's a belting
old
tune. Right, Michael is with us.
Kerry, unfortunately, you've made an arse of that.
Hey! It is wrong. I like it, I like it.
Sorry about that, Kerry, but don't worry, I've done the same with my finances, so it's all right.
Have a good
don't
day,
worry,
Kerry.
Thanks,
take care. Bye-bye
now.
Bye.
Good luck. Irene Drynan is waiting. How are you, Irene?
Hello, how are you doing?
Not too bad at all, Irene. How are you today? Where are you?
I am working for Unpost.
Oh, good stuff.
Unpost, my God, you must be flat out, eh, Irene?
Yeah, very, very busy. Very busy.
PJ's responsible for most of that, you know.
Me?
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. Never. Can't get him offline, you can't.
I never buy him.
Special section for him.
Exactly, yeah. I tell you something, we've wanted a special section for him in here for a long time. Hasn't worked so far, right?
I am isolated in a box here. They're using COVID as an excuse, Irene, but I don't know anymore. Are you still catching up with the Christmas stuff, Irene, is it?
Still busy, but still getting everything delivered.
We're
a very busy bunch, but they're great.
You're doing a great L job, Irene. Hard work.
My brother-in-law works for Unpost. You know, everywhere he goes, like, oh yeah, they ask him, you work for Unpost? He's there, yeah. Hi, come here, we ordered this thing from Wish.ie. Like, you just played by it.
Like, he knows every single parcel that's come into the country.
You won't believe it, I have it in the car.
That's like the equivalent of some American person saying to you, you don't know the Murphys of Dingle, do you?
Yeah, of course you do, yeah. Right, Irene, let's try and give you some cash here. 1,020 quid, what do you think?
I'm thinking it's Billy Joel, My Life.
My Life. Right, okay. What do you think, Michael?
Billy Joel, obviously, actually one of our most popular guesses. But anyway, the hit bit, you know, lads, has been going on for the longest time.
Oh my God.
See, it's the commitment.
It's the lack of commitment. If you had the commitment to that.
If you had gone for it, PJ and me would have joined in.
I get nervous. I stumble on the lead up to it. I need to just go for it.
You need a commitment of an on-post worker when you're doing these things.
You need the backbone of an on-post worker. So I assume it's wrong, Michael?
It is wrong. Sorry,
Irene.
Have a good day. Thanks a million.
You too.
Take care of yourself. Cheers. Bye-bye. Right, so it means, of course, that it's rolling over to the old boiler.
Rolling on to boiler at 1:30, isn't it?
1:30.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll get Mike to stay on a bit longer today. See, as though he's in on a Wednesday, you know.
We'll do a bit of coaching with him, right? Okay, right. So it's like,
for the longest time.
Yeah. God, that's awful.
Jesus, I'm never going to voice out this lad.
Yeah, Dexy's Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We're about to take on one of our famous taste tests. Sorry, I've just realised I have to. There's all sorts of weird shenanigans going on. Magic Mike is in studio and everything, and I've got to kind of like change things around because everybody's moving about all. Well, you all just decide where you want to be and stay there.
Oh, we can't help
ourselves.
We
carry
all want
on.
To be together for what is about to happen, this wonderful moment.
Because it's been a while since we've done one of these. In fairness, if you're a regular listener to this show, you'll know, of course, that we've done many mad and strange kind of taste tests. We've tasted everything from the absolutely delicious to the generally ridiculous. We've had insects. We've had mad chili stuff.
You made me sick. I got sick on stage.
Did I invent that?
I would like to take responsibility for that one.
Exactly. So Michael made you sick.
Right, well, damn you then.
So we've had all sorts of mads. And we've had delicious stuff. We've had many a fine sausage.
Oh, and the amount of wonderful cakery that's presented.
Cakery and pastries and stuff, yeah. So we... You know, we do pride ourselves on knowing a fine thing when we come across it. But this one has nothing to do with us, right? This is actually one that you probably have seen on social media because Weetabix, the breakfast cereal brand, put this thing out there as a bit of a weird curveball about a suggestion to serve your Weetabix. That's the gist of it, Michael, isn't it?
That's the gist of it, yeah. Initially, something went out about Marmite going onto Weetabix, right? And there was a big uproar about it. And then Weetabix put out a thing and said, you know what? Bread gets all the loving, so here's another offering as to how to have beans or how to have Weetabix with something else, right?
Yeah.
And it's Weetabix and beans is what we have in front of us this morning.
Weetabix, this is what
we're going to start.
So this is their version of beans on toast, is it?
Nobody really knows, right? They put out a tweet yesterday. Like Mike said, about, you know, showing off and boasting about their variety and how their food goes well with anything. They're trying to make themselves the go-with-anything, go-with-all breakfast cereal of all kinds, right?
Right.
And then they put out this thing, a picture of baked beans on Weetabix. And they thought, see, so good, you can eat with it. And To say the reaction has been overwhelmingly negative is putting it mildly. And of course, it's Twitter, so outrage is naturally, a natural phenomenon there. So right. People were saying, sack your marketing team. I'm absolutely disgusted. And another person said, baked beans on Weetabix, a British tradition turned into vomit, is what somebody else
how
said.
How PJ never got a gig on Mailbag or whatever to voice the letters of disgruntled from Clontarf.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Right, so okay. We're going to take this on. Now, please, Michael, please tell me that these beans are hot.
Okay, so the lads did tell me this earlier on. They said, look, we're not doing it unless the beans are hot, which I absolutely went with. No problem. I've had them in the microwave.
Right.
But you've been talking for the last couple of minutes.
Oh, no. Japers. Oh, my God.
And I think they may have gone a bit cold, right? They're lukewarm. So get that into you.
Lukewarm beans,
lads,
I'll take.
Think of you as frontline workers right now. You're doing this for the public so that they don't or do have to try it, okay?
Know something. Insects. Oysters, mad chilies. I think this one is going to be one of the hardest now things I've ever challenged.
Right, PJ has the right job. Yeah, you've a good bit of Weetabix, a good bit of bean.
It does look, when the beans and Weetabix are mixed together, it does look exactly like this this chum that he had for the dogs.
Oh, by the way, for the listener, the Weetabix is like bone dry. It's not.
Oh,
nothing,
yeah.
Nothing done.
So is this what we're dealing with?
Juice.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. That's a good lump, Jim. Look at you. No, I'll be all prisoners there. That's the way to do it. Look at that big
this
lump.
This is not. This is literally. Oh,
it kind of looks like spaghetti meatball.
Yeah, right. It does actually. Yeah, right. Give it a go, lads.
Have a sniff. Give it a sniff. Let's go on, yeah.
1, 2, 3. Down the hatch, lads. Jim and PJ. In it goes.
That's nice.
Okay, is it?
Yeah.
Well,
that's nice.
If the beans had been hotter.
Yeah.
I think I could have lived with it, yeah.
Okay. No, I'm telling you now, this is going to be a thing.
My beans are feeling a bit cold.
My beans are feeling a bit lukewarm. You know what I mean?
That's the aircon of the studio. I can do nothing about that, lads.
Yeah.
Honestly, Mike, that's not bad at all.
It's certainly not gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, obviously, I mean, it does need another. The beans need another bash in the old microwave.
Hmm.
But to be fair,
that's not bad.
So it's not the most horrible thing I've ever had in my life.
So what is it? A bit of crunch with the mush.
The colder the beans get, the worse it gets.
Yeah, that's true. When you get it, when you're on the edges there now.
Yeah,
it's a little bit.
But,
it's a little bit dog
to be fair,
food,
Michael.
But,
yeah.
Do you want to give it a go yourself?
I'll give it a go myself, yeah. Yeah, now,
yeah no,
on,
to be honest with you, if
can't
the beans,
use a fork.
I mean, you can't, you'll have to use your hands.
I'll have to use my fingers.
But, yeah, to be fair now, if the beans are hot enough.
That's nice, like.
It's not terrible, sure it's not.
I'm going to say something here. That's nicer than beans on toast.
Now you're mad. You're just being an idiot now. So
no, that's
ridiculous.
Nicer than beans on toast.
I don't know where you're going.
We were with you for a while, PJ, but you've lost everybody
now.
That's crazy stuff.
I'll tell you now. I don't think it's very nice.
Yeah.
It's bearable.
I'll take
Jim's opinion more than I'll take PJ's opinion, because let's be fair, PJ will genuinely eat anything.
Well, that is true, actually, to be fair, yeah.
I'm the one
We've been away with PJ. There's times sometimes you have to put away the extra bedclothes and everything. It's mad.
I've seen that man eat a full Irish in about a minute flat.
Ah, now hold on. We're just
He's like a
speed
human Hoover.
I'm being judged here because of my speed. Grand. I've been hanging around with dogs for a long time. You eat it all at once to get it into you. End of story. Stop fussing about. Get it in.
Right.
Suck it up like a Hoover.
So the verdict is bordering. It's basically we've gone
delicious.
To the end of the scale of delicious from PJ, who's completely out of his head. He was grand until he started saying it was better than beans on toast.
It's
but it isn't awful. It is certainly kind
it's
of doable.
It's gorgeous.
PJ, will you finish that then?
Well, I'm only after happy. See, I was afraid
now your
I
beans
would like
are freezing.
It.
Now you're going to end up having the cold beans, and it's going to.
I think even cold beans aren't that bad now.
Now he's completely lost it. Everybody, look. You've ruined the whole integrity of the taste test coming out with mad statements like that.
Okay, out of ten, Jim.
I'd go a solid. I'll tell you something. I'd push a six.
You push a six, okay. I'll definitely go 4 on that one. I'm not a fan. PJ?
Heat up me beans, 10 out of 10. No, 8 out of 10. Heat up me beans, 8 out of 10.
Why'd you go from 10 to 8?
Because the beans were cold. Otherwise, it was better. Otherwise, I think it's delicious.
All I want to do, Sheryl Crow, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We've just had our famous taste test. And the verdict has been, well, it's been a kind of a mixed verdict, to be fair. Mike was not a fan of it, I think it's fair to say. He gave it a 4 out of 10. I was middling again. I thought it was okay. It didn't disgust me.
I thought it was gorgeous.
And then you were kind of top of the tree there with loving every bit of it.
And I just went onto the Weetabix site here, by the way, and it says the way they recommend it be done is you toast the Weetabix, lightly toast them, put a little bit of smear of butter on it,
yeah,
and then put the beans on it. Delicious!
Right. Absolutely. To be fair, a lot of people did point out that we missed out on the butter thing, that you're supposed to put the butter on the Weetabix. But, and the toasting would have made a difference.
Yeah.
I still feel that, you know, the essence of it all is in the how hot the beans are.
Definitely.
And ours were positively on the colder side of lukewarm.
They were. If you washed your hands with those beans, you'd see your hands be cold after. And that's not a good thing. I don't know why you'd wash your hands with beans, just to try and force
the other
analogy.
Thing is, by the way, Jacinta has been on WhatsApp. And, you know, the way we assumed this was like Weetabix just dreaming something up.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But according to Jacinta, like the way she puts it is morning in my day. So, obviously, she's going back.
Yeah.
We used to put butter on Weetabix when we had no bread. So it was like a bread substitute going way back.
Isn't that miserable? Imagine walking, you know, sitting there.
I would have, to be honest with you,
I
would have thought bread was cheaper than Weetabix, but obviously not. Maybe not.
Yeah. When you run out of bread, the bread's too hard, so you eat a Weetabix. It doesn't even make physical sense.
And then somebody else is just saying, if the whole idea is just that you're replacing bread with Weetabix on anything, then you could do anything with it. You could have a Weetabix burger.
Lads.
You know, a burger between two Weetabix.
Lads, we're on to something here. We could have a breakfast Weetabix bagel and all. This is good.
We've opened up a whole new range of tastes for you.
We have, yeah. I mean, imagine like getting like Weetabix in two waffles with a slice of bacon. Delicious. I'll be into it.
There was one slight kind of just negative. Somebody did WhatsApp in. PJ is a tramp. Beans on Weetabix.
PJ's a tramp. This is just an excuse to call me a tramp, really. Wasn't it?
Pretty much.
That's
yeah,
just, yeah, much. Yeah. Just some having to go. PJ's a tramp. By the way, Weetabix is also disgusting.
Breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the breakfast table quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's, CKES.ie.
So 12 to beat on the Breakfast Table Quiz. It's going to take 13 or more to win yourself a year's supply of Faith in Nature, the friendliest brand for the environment and your skin. If you want to check these out, there's a couple of ways of doing it. They're available in McCabe's Pharmacy and Lloyd's Pharmacies nationwide. Okay, so McCabe's or Lloyd's Pharmacies right around the country. You can pop in and check them out for yourself. Or they're on Instagram at faithinnature_IRE. That's on Instagram. Or on Facebook, facebook.com/faithinnature. And you can find out the whole thing behind the philosophy. Artificially free from any artificial colours, vegan, cruelty-free, totally ethical, available in over 20 natural fragrances. And you can see the full range there as well.
Yes, you can. 13, the score you need. Lucky 13s, of course. And Connie Yallop is going to play this morning. How are you, Connie?
How's it going, PJ? How are you? How are you, Jim?
How's it going, Connie?
We're going to let's get this going. Let's come on. We're going to win this now.
Yeah, this is the attitude we like. I'm into this. This
man
way.
Is on a mission. He's on a mission.
I love that.
I'm a sports fan. Sure, we're brilliant. Like, you know.
I tell you, so why wouldn't you be? Come here. What is it you do in sort of normal life? Are you a driven individual in your normal days? Yeah.
Not an absolute chance.
No. Oh, that's good.
How would you have any aspirations being a sports fan? Come on, lad.
Well, that's
true.
I didn't want to say
because I've no actual sort of, you know, dislike for sports, but you know yourself.
Anyway, right. Well, listen. Let's get stuck in. This man is raring to go. We got 60 seconds for you to get at least 13 correct answers, hopefully more. You ready to do it?
Yes, sir.
Best of luck. Here we go.
What fruit gives guacamole its distinctive colour?
Green.
It's avocado. In music, who composed the album Tubular Bells?
Mike Oldfield.
In what German city is the Brandenburg Gate?
Berlin.
How many counties are in the north of Ireland? Northern
Six.
Ireland. Yeah,
Six.
How many minutes are there in 2 hours?
120.
What 80s pop star was christened George O'Dowd?
George.
Yeah, in what film did John Travolta play the character Vincent Vega?
Pulp Fiction.
In the music scale that starts Do, Re, Mi, Fa, what's after Fa?
So.
What type of animal is a curlew?
A bird.
What US girl group had a hit in 1985 with Frankie?
The Weather Girls.
Sister Sledge, what is one third of 12?
Four.
The name Larry is usually short for what boy's name?
Pass.
Lawrence, wholemeal, plain and self-raising are types of what product?
Flour.
What kind of creature is a pollock?
Fish.
What D is an animal that can be crossed with a horse to produce a mule?
Oh, a donkey.
Yes, yes it is. Good going. I have to say, Connie, you are giving me some giggles with the
That was fantastic. Do you know who my favourite 80s pop star is? It's George Michael Boy, George Michael, George
You're
George.
You're trying to give that one to me.
George Michael, George Boy. He was great, he was. But you're absolutely right. Great. So here's the all-important score for you. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12!
No! I hate when that happens. Oh, my God.
That's,
Lord.
That's painful.
This is Spurs all over, isn't it?
Oh, no. That's
so close.
The story of my life.
So close and yet so far, sir. Oh, that's terrible.
We were really rooting for you there, Connie. That was a great goal. It was very entertaining
and
as well.
And even giving you George Boy Michael, George Michael Boy, Boy George Michael.
Yeah.
Even at that.
I should have got Lawrence.
Lawrence was the difference.
That's an absolute brilliant show. Me, I say we listen from the morning to the evening. Apart from Niall Boylan, we're not too gone on him.
Oh my God, I didn't think it was possible to like this man any more than I do. He's gone even further up in my estimation.
Oh God.
Lads, can I give a shout out to the wife and kids?
Yeah, absolutely, go ahead.
Hello to Sinead, Ava Kate and Ellie May. I hope they're listening.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Well done again, Connie. Thanks a million for
that. You've been a great sport, Connie. Have a great day, man. Take care of yourself.
Cheers.
Set Fire to the Rain, Adele, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. And as we've said many times, you know, when it comes to kids, right, everybody thinks their own kid is, you know, a cut above.
Genius, yeah.
Yeah, thinks they're a bit special, extra talented. And they all, Bryce is the other one. They all think they're very, very intelligent.
Yeah.
Even when he's sitting there with a tin whistle stuck up his nose. He's very intelligent.
Oh yeah, I don't know if it's you or me now, but I think I can hear the Glen Rowe team coming out of his nose. You're very talented, yeah.
And it's always the same. Everybody kind of thinks that about their own kid, but occasionally you do get a kid, and in fairness, the rest of the world has to sit up and take notice.
Yeah, and every so often kids come like this come along, and they just remind me it's pointless for me to ever try and be a millionaire, because I just wasn't born with the skills. So watching this fella, right, he's a 12-year-old kid, and his name is Kwon Jun, right? And he is dreaming of becoming the next Warren Buffett after he got into his new hobby.
He's dreaming of becoming the next Warren Buffett?
Yeah, dreaming. This is his new ambition.
Does he know who Warren Buffett is, or did the article writer just say that?
No, he knows. You want to hear this young fella?
So people around, kids around the world want to be, you know, whatever, various movie stars, various sports stars. This guy wants to be Warren Buffett.
Just to give you an example, right? You know how most kids that are 12 years old, this kid's age, they're hassling their parents for Fortnite or something, right? It's like, I need to get Fortnite. I'm dying to get a computer and all going. I want to play Fortnite. All my friends are playing it and all. This fella went to his mother and says, listen, I really want you to open me a retail trading account, especially around April, because I think I could save around 25 million. But I do need seed money, he said, of $22,400. To which his mother went, you're out of your mind. Like, you're out of your mind, right?
Are you saying he wanted one of the, like, a trading account is in stocks and shares?
Yeah, stocks and shares. So, of course, she thought he was out of his mind. And she was like, this is, I cannot believe my weird kid is asking me for this instead of just wanting to get into Fortnite like all the rest of the kids. Anyway, he's decided then,
Can I get a new pair of football boots?
Well, yeah. He starts selling his toys online. He gets into all of it. He starts asking his other family members if they'd like to invest in his new seeding money and his new account to get his trade. I don't even know what it's called. And he's doing it. He built up a certain amount of money. He couldn't get the seeding he needed. Made it in no time once he started playing the stock market. He's made 40% returns on his money. He's up to hundreds of thousands here now with money that he's saved.
He's made hundreds of thousands on the stock market.
Yeah. And now he says, I'm not focused on short-term stuff, he goes. I'm interested in making this seed money work for me in the long term. I'm looking only, he says, this is a 12-year-old, in blue-chip funds that have a good return. I'm hoping to leave them in for about 10 to 20 years. I don't think I'll go to college. I think I'm too smart for it.
I'd say his group of friends must be... an interesting conversation.
What
were you doing last night? I tell you, I was on FIFA, and I got to. To be honest with you, I don't even know anything about FIFA on PlayStation. So I suddenly realised I'd walked myself down a cul-de-sac there.
Look at there.
But you know what I mean. Meanwhile, he was like, "Yeah, no, I made about I don't know 150 grand."
But that's what you would be doing, because in FIFA, I've often had this conversation. And bear in mind, I'm in my 40s, right? Where other people play FIFA and it goes, oh, you won't believe it. I say, I'm after buying the legacy Eric Cantona and putting him in my team. I'm playing as West Ham. Now, he cost me about 15 million, but I did it. And I'm talking about money that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
This is a 12-year-old kid that's coming like
with genuine real money in the bank now.
And he says his dream is to be the next Warren Buffett. He says, we live in a different world. It's better to be a one type of person rather than a many type of people, meaning he doesn't want to go to college. So
right.
He's sort of like, he's quite articulate little fart, this fella as
well.
You see,
the thing about that is, right, there'd be lots of parents listening thinking, oh God, that'd be amazing though, wouldn't it? Imagine have a child that was that intelligent, that driven, that switched on, that grown up at such a young age.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I'd say he might become a pain in the arse a bit.
He would be. He's like, you know, already a pain.
Like, he'd be telling his dad, you know, you're wasting money on that car. It's ridiculous.
Do you ever see the way these kids every so often come along? There was one fella, I won't say his name, he was in our class in school.
Oh, Brian.
Okay, you've done it now. You've done it now. Okay, let's call him Brown, right?
Right.
So Brown came into school and he was unbelievable. We were in primary school.
Yeah.
And like they'd say, you know, what's the largest country in the world was a question. I'll never forget it. And he put his hand up and he goes, it's also known as the Soviet Union at the moment. It is Russia and it's amalgamated. Whatever. He gave this huge, like he always had to add something on. He always had to show he knew more than you were asking of him. He had to do it, right?
Yeah.
And he always wore a plain coloured shirt and pants and everything, right?
Pants?
Yeah, like, you know, we'd all be in jeans and stonewashed jeans. It was the 80s or all. No, it was we were only out of the 70s. And he'd like have, like a business, it looked like he was ready for
it. Mad, isn't it, to think that a kid would stand out because he had trousers on?
Trousers, yeah. You had trousers on. Like real trousers. Like adult trousers.
Yeah.
And then you'd meet his elf.
And he wasn't even making his communion or anything.
Yeah, he was just wearing trousers and a short. Like, it was mad. And then you'd meet his dad. And his dad was like the most... His dad was like, I don't know where he gets it from. I don't know, he's always been mad about it. You can't ask him a question. He's giving you the geological history of a panda, that lad. You know, so I don't know, you're just, some people are just born with this. It's like some people are born to sing, are born to dance. Some people are just born to wear pants and make millions.
Right, enough of that then. We'll go and we'll have a... Actually, what is on the way after 9 o'clock apart from CSI?
What's on the way? We've
bin
got bin lorries.
Lorries.
Limerick bin lorries.
Eagle-eyed Cherry, Save Tonight. And Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry Love ahead of that. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Happy hump day to you. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on your Wednesday, 10th of February. As always, 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. That number might come in handy in a little while, about 15, 20 minutes or so. We're going to have a bash at CSI for this Wednesday. Ahead of that, though, this may be a story that you're already familiar with or whatever, particularly if you're around the Limerick area. Maybe you've come across this story already. It's out there, but it caught our eye.
Yeah.
Because we think it's a fantastic idea.
I love this now because...
Even though it's actually a load of rubbish.
It's... Not so much rubbish as a load of old salt or something, if you know what I mean. the Limerick, with all the snowfall that's due this week, you know, with all everything that's going on, Limerick City and Limerick County Council has launched a competition and it's inviting members of the public to name the new winter maintenance salt-spreading vehicles, you know.
Oh, right.
Essentially... Bin trucks that spread stuff.
That's what it was. I thought it was a bin story. I thought it was about bin lorries.
Oh, no, it's about this. It's the spreaders. It's the super spreaders.
Ah, right.
So it's the gritting machines.
Well, why am I playing My Old Man's a Dustman?
Because I kept saying bin lorries to you earlier on. But you know what I mean. It's
anyway.
They're gritters, gritter machines. Anyway, but I like that song. I'm glad you played it. So what they want is, they've got three... Here's what the proper name is. I'm saying bin lorries to you, right?
Okay.
Now I'm saying gritters. The proper word apparently is velocity patchers.
What?
There you go. Yeah, that are used to repair potholes. These are other vehicles. So they've got the gritters. Now they have velocity patchers.
That
right?
Sounds like something out of Jurassic Park.
It does.
Oh my God, you haven't bred velocity patchers, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
Good Lord, man.
Oh my God.
They're
what are you thinking?
Killers. They live in the woods of Limerick. So they want people to try and name them. They want to help name them, which has always been, like, so much fire. Some of the names, very sort of fun stuff, you know, Britney Spears,
hey.
Brad Grit.
Hey!
These are the type of names they're getting so
far. This sounds like a story made for Michael. He'll spend his entire day dreaming up various kind of names for gritting machines.
This literally
various puns.
Doesn't have Mike written all over it. Yeah, the mayor of the city, Michael Collins. I thought he was long gone. He's the mayor of the city.
That's what happened to him.
He's saying he's looking for being a bit of crack in the whole lot. The thing is, these things in the past have not really gone to plan. So we all remember Bogie McBoatface.
Yeah.
Remember over in England, so Bogie McBoatface, because they didn't narrow it down to certain options. They just let the public, and the public rallied and picked a name and went for it, right?
Yeah. And deliberately on the basis of trying to wind them up and embarrassing them.
And then there was a later on, there was a train one, and of course there was a public thing to say, like a trainee McTrain face, right? So now, it's just, I don't want to like play pranks on Limerick City. I think this is a very good nature thing. But it does make me feel like we should all get together as a unit and not so much hijack, but so much maybe we can get a little bit of crack
you're
on
not,
here.
You're not proposing Gritty McGrit face or anything, are you?
Gritty Mac Limerick face, I think, would be a great name for this. Or Limerick Mac Grick face. Or some, you know, we can get a good campaign going here.
Right.
To try and get these gritters named something, you know, or maybe there's two, is there two, there's two velocity potholers and three gritters.
Do you know
PJ and Jim.
Now you're talking. PJ and Jim. Nothing's grittier than that. Look at the state of us.
Well, ain't that the truth. I wish I could argue with you on that one.
What about John Wayne for one of them?
Oh, my True Grit.
Star of True Grit.
Oh, that's fantastic. John Wayne.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God, John Wayne. And what was your man? The remake was Gene Hackman.
No.
Oh, wasn't it? I thought it was Gene Hackman did the remake.
It was, what's his name? What was it? Wasn't Chris Christopher. Who made the remake of
Clint Eastwood.
True Grit recently?
Don't know, but look, we're on to something here. Cowboys. Yeah. They, and you get.
Although, to be honest with you, I'd rather go back to PJ and Jim. I mean, I don't have many aspirations in life. Why would I?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as a talentless buffoon, I mean, what could you aspire to? But having a gritter named after you, that's pretty impressive in my book.
Yeah, because nothing...
Or, a velocity patcher.
Nothing sums up us two better than road-damaged Sub-Zero. Salty.
Yeah, spitting out grit. Yeah,
salty old grit monsters. I think, you know, we're onto something here. We really are. You know, Sub-Zero temperatured, high... I'm just trying to think.
You know, yeah, exactly. High maintenance
tarmac bothering gits. I think PJ and Jim would be the best. Limerick, people of Limerick, you know what to do. And the winner gets a €100 voucher for a restaurant, which isn't open anymore, so you have nothing to lose. So
exactly.
Why don't you go for it?
Whereas we'd offer you a PJ and Jim ugly mug.
That's a great idea. Mike will send an ugly mug to everyone that votes. To every
Michael has quite
person.
Literally fallen over there. He just literally fell off his chair when PJ said that.
Mike is just nodding his head here that every single person that provides proof of trying to name the Limerick Gritters, PJ and Jim, will get an ugly mug.
Okay.
Hand delivered, Mike. Are you serious? Hand delivered on his way back to Galway. It's not even on the way, but that's grand.
Information you hear on this show may or may not be true.
But this is
Ireland's classic hits.